Let's talk all things IT. How many people do subscribe to YouTube Premium? We know that YouTube has built up a paying subscriber base so far, and you've got how many accounts?
Yeah, 50 million accounts, which doesn't seem like much. People use YouTube all the time, but they use it with all the ads and everything on there, and people try and get around those ads sometimes by putting certain software on their computers to make sure they can go along and pull things off. But, you know, I mean, I pay for YouTube Premium on there as well. So YouTube Premium gives YouTube Music and YouTube Premium, so 50 million. By comparison, Spotify, the world's biggest music streaming service, has 165 million paying members out there as well. Google's YouTube holds about 8% of the world's subscription streaming market. Apple Music, double that, and Spotify share is double that. I'd urge people, you know, if you're going to use YouTube all the time, go along and pay for it as well. They've got actually 2 billion monthly users who do go to YouTube. But this subscription service they've got out there now is very good on there as well. And I always look at it, it's 3 cups of coffee a month, please.
There you go. Break it down. It's really not that dear, is it?
It's not that dear. And once you go YouTube Premium, honestly, you can go along, download and put on your device whatever you want on there as well. Watch ad-free. Which makes it a much better experience for people.
Yeah, that's the people you talk to have got the YouTube, but they haven't really gone as far as YouTube Premium. So, yeah, that's something to look out for and have a bit of a look and maybe even subscribe to that. How often should we actually be restarting iPhones?
iPhones, smartphones, you should be restarting them at least twice a month. That's the bare minimum that you should do. You know, if time permits, once a week's also good. Anything, you know, more than once a week is unnecessary. So restarting the phone stops all applications running in the background. It means nothing unnecessary, you know, will run in the background and your phone will actually run faster. It also improves the battery health of your phone as well.
So now, if not restarting your phone every week, Richard, it won't affect your battery, will it?
No, it won't affect your battery at all. But it can result in your phone crashing as well. Most thankfully, it's all those apps that you've installed on there as well. So, you know, a couple of times a month really is when you should be restarting your phone. It'll be better for it all the way around. That applies to iPhones and Android phones as well.
And just wrapping up this week, you've got a couple of quick things, a couple of quick tips to share.
Yeah, we do. We're going to see a new iPhone in the next couple of weeks as well. So if you're in the market for a new iPhone, you may want to wait until a new phone comes out, new plans and everything as well get released by the telcos. Windows 11 will be released on the 5th of October, but don't panic about upgrading yet, as Windows 10, which is very good, will be supported until 2025 as well. Windows 11 really is Windows 10 with a coat of paint on it at the moment. As well, expect to see a new Apple Watch in September as well that may feature a blood pressure sensor in it. It could monitor hypertension. It could actually check your temperature, detect sleep apnea, and perform blood sugar readings. Some very, very exciting things coming for the Apple Watch.